In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I tell you, it's still Christmas. It's still Christmas. We celebrate Christmas until July. Yeah, hello, until December 10th. So, it's still Christmas. So I want to wish each of you a very blessed Christmas season. I'm looking at the first epistle of John. He says, that which was from the beginning. We remember what John said in his gospel. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning. What does that mean, in the beginning? Well, I'm going to tell you in just one second what it means. I open the Bible to Genesis 1, and it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light in the beginning. How could there be light? Because the sun wasn't made yet. I'm talking about the S-U-N. How could there be light on the earth when God said, let there be? It was the light of his glory. In the beginning, that which was from the beginning, that's the word, which we have heard. Oh, he became flesh, so we heard him. We heard him with our ears. He taught us, which we have seen with our eyes. Oh, yes, we saw him. We saw him walking on the waters. We saw him calling Zacchaeus. We saw him with our eyes, which we have looked upon. Oh, yes, we have looked upon him at the Last Supper as we were all gathered around him that our hands have handled. In other words, he was not a ghost. Our hands have handled in the historical Jesus as well as the risen Savior. Our hands have handled. Our eyes have seen. Our ears have heard. He is not a ghost. He is the Word of life. For life was manifested, and we have seen him. Oh, yes, we have seen him. We have seen the Lord, Mary Magdalene said. We have seen the Lord, and we bear witness and show unto you that the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. How was the eternal life manifested? Through Christ Jesus becoming flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and brought forth in Bethlehem. That which we have seen, we've seen him, we have heard him, and now we declare unto you that you may also have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You see, John wants everyone to know that the Jesus event was real. It wasn't something like Hindu stuff. It wasn't something like Buddhist stuff. This Jesus became a human being. And even in his resurrection, we have seen him. We have touched him. We have eaten with him. He is not a phantom. He is the Lord. Hallelujah. He is the good shepherd. Glory to God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. But not only that, we've handled him. We've handled him with our hands. Yes, we've seen him with our eyes. Yes, we have beheld him. And we have felt. We want you to believe too. We declare this that you might believe, so you might have fellowship with us, that you might be part of the church, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Oh, yes, that you would have joy in the Messiah, that you would have joy in the Messiah, and that you might believe and that you might walk with him day in and day out in the power of the Spirit. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and we declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Not only God is light, Jesus is the light of the world, and in him there is no darkness. If we say that we have fellowship with him, with the Lord Jesus, and walk in darkness, that means we walk in sin, we lie and do not tell the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is the light, he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And this next line is so important. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And so I want you to hear the word of God today, that this Son of God that came to the earth existed from all eternity. He became man, flesh, in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and he was brought forth in Bethlehem. And the shepherds could see him. They could hear him cry. They can see him eating at his mother's breast. Oh, yes, someone that they saw. And Mary Magdalene saw him in the resurrection. John looked into the empty tomb and believed. Hallelujah. We believe in someone that we can touch, that we can feel, that we can see, that we have beheld with our eyes. Well, now we behold him in the power of the Spirit, in the power of the Spirit, and it's no less Jesus. It's no less Jesus. His father, Joseph, was talking about someone who came to him who was going to have an operation, and he prayed with her, and the operation was canceled. Hallelujah. Who did it? Oh, the one that the Apostle John could see, the one that the Apostle John could hold his hand, the one which the Apostle John bears witness to, that these people in the community would have fellowship with the community and that their joy would last forever. Our joy is in Jesus Christ, who is Lord. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. You see, sin is a breaking of the covenant. If we do not have a covenant with the Lord, we don't even know that we sin. We don't even know that we sin. Once a person comes to know Jesus, then they begin to realize their sin. And remember, there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. If we confess our sins, hallelujah, he is faithful. Oh, yes, he is faithful and just. Yes, faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How? Through the blood of Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus. Yes, for the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Do you know that? Do you know that the power of the blood, the power of the blood, the power of the blood cleanses us from all sin? Chapter 2, my little children, these things I write unto you, that you do not sin. But if any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. I'm telling you, we write this to you that you will not sin. But if you do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the Lord, who shed his blood for us. Jesus Christ the righteous one, who gave us his Holy Spirit. And he is the propitiation for our sins. What does that mean? Jesus Christ the Lord is the sacrifice for our sins. He is the atonement for our sins. Atonement. He makes us at one with the Father. Atone. At one with the Father. By shedding his blood, he cleanses us from sin. He is the sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but the sins of the whole world. Isn't that wonderful? Not only is he the sacrifice for me and you, but the sins of your brothers and sisters and cousins and relatives that don't know the Lord, and that they can come to know him, because he is the sacrifice that cleanses us from all sin. This is real. This is real, that Jesus is that sacrifice that cleanses us from all sin. He is the propitiation for our sins, the sacrifice. Let me tell you that wherever you have faith, you've got to have sacrifice. He is the last human sacrifice that is the payment for our sins. But now we have people that are dying in the Middle East. They are also martyrs that die in union with Jesus Christ. They are martyrs that die in union with Jesus Christ. Yes, we were watching the movie the other night, Greater Glory. And the little boy has been beatified. His name is Juan. A beautiful little boy who just loved God. He didn't start loving God. He started stealing. But his father or his godfather brought him into the church to work, and the priest took him under his wing, and he became a holy young man. A holy young man. And when he died at the hands of these Mexican people, he was beatified by one of the popes. This is real stuff, but it's all about the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that cleanses us from sin. The blood of Jesus that cleanses us from sin if we confess our sins. If we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Faithful and just to forgive us our sins. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not only for our sins, but the sins of the whole world. Yes, because on the cross he said, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself." He has forgiven the whole world. But they're not going to all accept it. They're not going to all accept it. He died for you. He shed his blood for you. And you can not see him, you cannot behold him now, but you can experience him, because he says the one who believes in me has eternal life, and we can experience that grace and that truth that are found in Jesus Christ. We can experience it by faith, and we can experience by faith that our sins forgiven when we confess our sins. And we do not admit anything other than we are sinners saved by the grace of God. And hereby we do know that we know him, and we know him if we keep his commandments. When it says we know him, it does not mean we know about him. It means we know him. Know. That word know is Adam knew Eve. And in 9 months, they gave it a name. It's experiential knowledge, yes. Hereby do we know with our heart, know with our whole being, that we know him if we keep his commandments. That's a big one, if we keep his commandments. He that says, "I know him," and doesn't keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. What is his commandment? That you love one another as he has loved us. That is completely giving our life over to Jesus and loving the people that he puts in our way, and loving them in a way that only he can love them. Love one another as I have loved you, even unto death. He that says, "I know him," and doesn't keep his commandments is a liar. The Bible just tells us the truth, and the truth is not in that person. But whosoever keeps his word, in him truly is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. How do we know that we are in him? He that saith he abides in him ought himself also to walk even as he has walked. We are to walk even as Jesus walked. We are to walk even as Jesus walked, in the light and in the truth, and not any place else. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which we have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which things is true in him and in you, because the darkness has been gone, it is past, and the true light now shines. I tell you, the Son of God has shone his light upon us. The Son of God has shone his light upon us. The darkness has vanished away, and the Son of God has shone his light upon us. Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the whole earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to your brightness and to your rising. Oh, lift up your eyes round about, and see all they gather together. They come to you. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Oh, yes, we hear about this wonderful light that shines upon us. God is light, and in him there is no darkness. Arise, shine, for your light is come. Yes, that light came in Bethlehem, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Yes, for behold, darkness shall cover the whole earth. And I'm telling you, we are in mighty darkness between the movies that they're showing. And the, you know, if you notice the Christmas decorations, we have reindeer, and we have Santa, and we have snowmen. We have all those things. Where is the nativity set? Christmas is not about reindeer. It is not about Santa. It is about Jesus Christ. It is about Mary, who gives birth to her son. It is about Joseph, who cares for them. It is about the shepherds, who visits them. And it is about the Magi, who follow the star and get the word of God and go to Bethlehem. I'm telling you, we have the light. But the whole world is in darkness. Just go around. I was saying just the other day that people were decorated more for Halloween than they are decorated for Christmas. That's real. At least in our area, we had all this terrible, terrible decorations for Halloween. Oh, arise, shine forth, your light has come, his name is Jesus, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, yes, even upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the whole earth, it is, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you, and the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to your brightness, and to your rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see, for they all gather themselves together. They come to thee. Your sons will come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Let me tell you, we have a great, beautiful light who has come into the world to light up the world. His name is Jesus, Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the Messiah of the Jews and the Messiah of the Gentiles. And we are to follow his commandments if we are his. He that says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. Amen. If you say you are in the light and that you've been born again and you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit, let me tell you, if you hate your brother, you are not in the light. You must forgive him. You must forgive her. You must not hold anything against them. Oh, God, give us the grace to forgive. I forgive these people that you're showing me right now. I forgive, I forgive, I forgive, I forgive. Because if we do not forgive, we are still in the dark. If we do not forgive, we are still in the dark and not in the light. He that says he is in the light and hates his brother is in the darkness even until now. He that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and knows not whether he goes, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. Do you hate your brother? Do you hate your sister? Do you hate your friends because they've ripped you off? I'm telling you, you cannot hate them. You must forgive them. You must forgive them. You must forgive them. And walk in the light. That doesn't mean if they owe you something that they shouldn't repay you. I'm saying that you shall not hate them. You don't have the right to hate them. If you are walking in the darkness, that means you hate your brothers and sisters. How do we forgive? We go to the cross and we ask Jesus to give us the grace to forgive. We ask Jesus to borrow all the forgiveness that he has. We ask Jesus, I want to borrow your forgiveness. You said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And you know what? Stephen, the first martyr of the risen Savior, we heard yesterday, said, Father, don't count this sin against them. He forgave his persecutors, and they laid their cloaks by the feet of a man named Saul, who became Paul of Tarsus, who became the great evangelist and bishop to the Gentiles. I tell you, because of Stephen's forgiveness, Saul of Tarsus became the great Paul, who gives us the faith, who writes these beautiful letters to the different communities, and these letters happen to be the Word of God. He that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. I remember about 2 months ago, my room was filled with darkness because I didn't have the light on, and I remember losing my place and stumbling. Why? Because I was in the darkness. But the second I snapped on the light, I saw what I did. I saw where I stumbled because the darkness was filling my room. He that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. And we'll stop right there with that scripture. Let me tell you, my friends, I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God, proclaiming the Word of God, that the blood of Jesus covers our sins and uproots our sins, that the blood of Jesus is our only hope for the forgiveness of sins. But we must walk in the light even as he is in the light. We must not hate our brothers and sisters, because he loves all. We must be like him in the world. We must be like him in the world. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. When I talk about WEZE and WROL, and I'm talking about $100,000 a year, I need to hear from people so that we can stay on in this area. You might say, how much should I send? I don't tell people what they should send. I tell you, we are in need. You can send an end-of-the-year gift, and we would be very grateful for what you send, because you know what? We are in need. If we want to continue to broadcast in New Jersey, we need to hear from you. If we are to continue to broadcast in Albuquerque, we need to hear from you. If we are to continue to broadcast in Washington, D.C., we need to hear from you. If we are continue to broadcast in Albuquerque, we need to hear from you. If we are to continue to broadcast in the western part of the United States, Phoenix, Arizona, we need to hear from you. And the address is very simple. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and He created all things that are. Without Him, nothing exists. He is the light of the world. He is in love with you. He has plans for your life. Please give Him your life today. His name is Jesus, the name above every other name, the name that is our salvation. For there is no other name under the heavens by which we are to be saved but the name of Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I need to hear from you. May God bless you, and I wish each of you a wonderful Christmas season. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.